Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour, talking with Roberta Lavador, the Executive Director for Pendleton Center for the Arts. As always, lots happening at the Center for the Arts, and that conversation will begin right after these words, so stay with us.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for spending your Friday morning with us here on the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host. Joining me this morning is Roberta Lavador, Executive Director for the Pendleton Center for the Arts. And Roberta, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. A little hoarse from cheering on some boys basketball last night, but I'll get through it today. I'm just going to turn everything over to you.
Oh, well, it's so fun to start the morning by listening to the birthdays coming up. It's always fun to hear people's names that you know on that list.
And we have quite a bit of them in February, and I want to just thank everybody who emails us and calls us to give us those names. And Roberta, if you know anybody, we'll talk off air. Feel free to get those names in of your friends, and they're eligible for that Papa Murphy's pizza. Well, Roberta, let's talk about the Pendleton Center for the Arts. I've been seeing these fun posters around town advertising the Creation Station. What is that?
Oh, you know, we received some support through an arm of the AWS In Communities Umatilla County Fund, which is an arm of Amazon. And we had a little kind of makeshift creation station set up at the Art Center, you know, for the last year or so, so you could drop in and just do some drawing or painting or whatever. What this grant has allowed us to do is really set it up top-notch. And so there's a permanent structure in the auditorium where Tuesday through Saturday, anybody can drop in and grab a table, look over the supplies, and it's not just painting and drawing. We've got weaving kits and needle felting and printmaking and embroidery, all kinds of things. We've got an iPad there, so if you want to follow a tutorial on how to make a particular friendship bracelet or anything like that, there's so many cool things going on right now in the you know, just people sharing information about how to do things, you know, whether it's Instagram reels or tutorials on YouTube. And so what we did is we just brought all the materials, some information together so that people can come in. And a lot of times, you know, you just kind of want to see, like needle felting, for instance, is so cool. But you might not want to invest in a whole incredible expensive kit just to see if you like it or not. So this way, you can drop into the Art Center, grab some materials, give it a try, and just kind of explore your creativity. And the other thing, you know, having lived out of town for so many years, it's great to have a place where you can just come and hang out for a little bit if you have to kill some time. We had a nice young couple come in yesterday that just spent some time back there. I don't know if they were on a date or, but anyway, it just is a really nice space for families, for adults, anybody that just wants to drop in. We're going to be getting information out to all of the Airbnbs and the motels. So when people are downtown, you know, we're really working on, and, you know, the downtown core is such a nice place to inhabit. And we're just, there's so many fun things to do now, you know, between going to the underground and shopping and so many great restaurants. And so we just wanted to provide one more thing where people could come in, spend a little time, and just keep them downtown a little longer.
And Roberta, is there a specific days and times that Creation Station is available or not available? Can people drop in anytime, or what's the limitation?
Well, pretty much anytime. So we're open Tuesday through Saturday. We're closed on Sunday and Monday, but Tuesday through Saturday, we open it up 10:30, so just a half hour after we open. And then we try to wrap it up about 3:30, just so we have time to clean up and get that stuff together. Some of the things that we have, you know, can be a tiny bit messy, and so we just want to make sure that we have time for that. But 10:30 to 3:30, Tuesday through Friday, and then 12:30 to 3:30 on Saturday. And all ages, kids under 12 need to have a parent or an older pal with them. And because it is independent creative exploration, so there's not an instructor there, like I said, we've got QR codes where people can just pull up fun tutorials on their phones, and there's just a lot of cool stuff to play with. I've been kind of captivated with the pom-pom makers. It sounds really silly, but people are doing some really, really cool things with making really interesting pom-poms right now.
Yeah, and I've been doing a little bit of interior decorating with a project on collages and photos and stuff. And I still have a lot to learn, but it's been a lot of fun. But
You know, you have to spend that time playing with it and just putting a little time into experimenting.
You're absolutely right, because and the nice thing about it is, and this just goes to say with art anyway, is, you know, when you step back and look at it, you know, if I were to redo it, I'd do it a different way. But there's going to be another opportunity in the future, I'm told, for that. But at the same time, you get different perspectives and different, feedback, opinions from those that have seen the finished product. Hey, you know, had you thought about this? Had you thought about that? And that's the nice thing about art and this Creation Station. And I appreciate the explanation, because, like I said, I had seen these posters around town, and now this defines what Creation Station is and what it's all about. Roberta, talk about some music coming up. I imagine you guys got quite a bit planned as we get into, well, spring will be here before you know it, and so will summer.
Yeah, so we are getting back to our Blue Heron music series, and we have Joe Newberry and April Virch performing on February 8th. And you know, we have a very specific niche of performances that we present. Some of them are local acts that people know and love. And then to get into that space, if you are not a local act that people already know, you have to be a pretty big name, because, you know, we have to sell tickets in there and get people there. And April Virch is a Canadian Grandmaster Fiddle Champion. She's also a Canadian Grandmaster step dancer. She is going to be performing with Joe Newberry, who is known throughout the world for his clawhammer banjo work, as well as he plays guitar. He's a great singer, songwriter. And April is one of those amazing performers who gets up there. And it's going to be a great show February 8th. The tickets are only $15. We received wonderful support through doctors Connie and Dan Marrier to support that series, so that we can keep the ticket prices really nice and low. You know, there's only 100 seats, and we're pretty sure this is going to sell out. We've got some seats left for February 8th. You can go to our website, pendletonarts.org, and that's Arts with an S, and reserve tickets there right now, or you could give us a call after we're open today, 278-9201, and we'll get you on that list. But I would do it soon, because I'm pretty sure this is going to sell out. It's just a really, really fun show. And then we're looking at, in April, you know, the Eocenes, our favorite bluegrass group, speaking of regional, well-loved musicians and shows, you know, we've always had them perform during Roundup. It's such a great show. And so we've decided we're going to split that up. We're going to do a spring fling with them. So they're going to be performing in April. We'll have a date here really soon. So if, you know, your Roundup is usually really busy with other things and you haven't been able to catch this bluegrass group, they've been playing together since the 1960s. And they are just a joy to watch.
All right, sounds good. For more information, check out Pendleton Arts, as Roberta said, with an S.org. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more, so stay with us.
Toilet running? Faucet dripping? Zimmerman & Company True Value is the place for expert advice and all the plumbing supplies you need. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
Well, a lot of people seem to be having some plumbing issues, and we have basically anything needed to repair any plumbing problem you may have. And we also have the advice that will be able to help you be confident to fix the problem that's existing.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Need a ride? The city of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit van service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the city of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
Celebrate Wild Horse Resort and Casino's 28th anniversary with the biggest and best fireworks show in Eastern Oregon on Saturday, March 11th at 8 p.m. Bring your friends and family and come early. The parking lot fills fast. The fireworks show features a 250-foot wall of fire perfectly synced to music on 104.1 KZUW. This magnificent fireworks show is a must-watch. It's Wild Horse Resort and Casino's 28th anniversary fireworks show happening Saturday, March 11th at 8 p.m. Come celebrate.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back on a Friday with Roberta Lavador, Executive Director for Pendleton Center for the Arts. Roberta, talk about some of the new classes you have going on.
Oh, man. Kate Brizendine and her staff, Kate Peck, and our amazing art instructors, we are so lucky to have such talented, kind, generous teaching artists who come and work for us, work with students. You know, the clay classes in the Alice Fassati Ceramic Studio have been full. We have additional classes lined up that you can sign up for now if you're, if you've been on a wait list and want to get in there. But if you haven't had a chance, we also do independent study in the ceramic studio. So if you're somebody that doesn't really work well in a, or your schedule doesn't really fit our class schedule, you can, we can get you a independent studio card. You just pay by the hour, pay for your materials, and if you've had some experience working independently, we can accommodate you with that. We're super excited to have J.J. Hill back up at the Art Center teaching classes. He was just there last night working with some teenagers who are just helping them with, like, how to audition. You know, if you have an opportunity to come up, how to make the best of that opportunity. J.J. has had some really exciting successes recently. He's working on some really great projects. We're going to be announcing a really fun activity with him in the next month or so. And we've got the happy hour classes that are free, and you just show up. Melissa Weston and Erica Edwards and some of our regional local artists who just make that a really, really fun time. And then one of the things that's been really popular is Sherry Dallas, who is a very fine local artist, as well as Alice Thomas, also a great artist. They are co-leading a kind of a round table type of activity on Wednesday mornings at 10:30. And it is really geared towards people who just really want to work on building their skills in seeing, which is a really important part of art making and mark making, and looking at using different materials and different exercises and activities to really fine-tune kind of, you know, your drawing, sketching, mark making. And, man, the things that people have been creating just in that hour are really cool, and people have just really been having a good time. You know, building skills, it's one thing to go and make something in a class, but there are a lot of people that really want to work on their skills so that they can apply them to other studio practice that they have at home. And so that's been really great. All of the classes are on the website, pendletonarts.org, and you can go on there. They are separated by youth, teens, and adults. And I'm going to check right now while I'm on there. I think the dates for the next rock and roll camp are already on the website. August 7th through the 11th in August. So if you need to, if you're starting to think about scheduling summer vacations and summer activities, camps, August 7th through the 11th. And again, rock and roll camp is always free for teens 13 to 18. And now's a good time to just block out that time, and we'll have more information coming up soon.
All right, sounds good. Again, always something happening at the Pendleton Center for the Arts. We're going to take another break, come back, and continue our conversation, so stay with us.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
It's that time of year again, and we're here to make sure you are winter ready. Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto, your hometown headquarters for winter driving. Nelke and Mitchell and BF Goodrich, Falkland and Hankook, we have your winter tire needs covered. Our shop is ready to ensure your vehicle is ready for the snow and freezing temperatures. Batteries, brakes, heating, wipers, shocks, and charging systems. Stop by for a free inspection, and we'll be sure you're safe out there on the winter roads. Please always be sure your windows are free of ice and snow. Slow down and arrive safe. Pendleton Tire and Auto, Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Heritage Station Museum is closed for the season, but you can still support the Umatilla County Historical Society in many ways. Shop at the Community Thrift Shop on Court Street, where all proceeds benefit UCHS. Or visit heritagestationmuseum.org, and you can become a member, even make a donation right through the website. Follow Heritage Station Museum on Facebook and Instagram for the spring opening date and for upcoming events. Heritage Station Museum, telling the story.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America, God bless you, and God bless beer.
Winter weather and extreme cold can mean problems for your pipes. When daytime temperatures are 32 degrees or lower, leave cold water slowly dripping from a faucet to keep water moving. If a sink is against an outside wall, insulate the wall and open cabinets to let warm air reach the pipes. Outside your home, clear out and shut down underground sprinklers, cover faucets, and disconnect hoses. Be proactive and prevent the misery and expense of frozen water pipes. This message from the City of Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Joining me this morning, Roberta Lavador. She is the executive director for the Pendleton Center for the Arts. And Roberta, tell us about the projects you've been doing with the Pendleton Early Learning Center.
Oh, yeah. You know, we were just there a couple of days ago. We have had so much fun getting to know all of the kindergartners and the staff down there. We started by having all of them come to the Art Center. They got to meet Hiroko Cannon and see her work and do some of their own artwork. If you go to our Facebook page, you will see some of the, they made bird feeders, and then they got to kind of draw their own imaginary bird. And those pictures are so delightful. It's amazing to me how fearless kids that age are. They just did such good work. They were so well behaved in our space. We really appreciate that. And so now we've been going, we just started going into their space. Kate Brizendine and I went down and taught about 280 kids how to make pop-up Valentine cards, and they did such great work. My grandson happens to be down there right now. He's a kindergartner. To see how their staff is able to teach, I mean, just the leaps and bounds they have made in being able to write letters, write words in the last, 3 months, takes your breath away. Just the work that staff does to get those kids progressing in their studies. And we just had such a great time. They're such a joy to work with, and they worked really hard. It's, you know, pop-ups are not easy, and they really rose to the occasion, and it was just great. We're really looking forward to future projects with them.
Does the Pendleton Center for the Arts visit classrooms?
We do, yeah. Actually, we have a big project this year where we have funding to get all the classrooms in Pendleton to our space to view the gallery, take a little tour, do a hands-on project. So if you're a teacher, you know a teacher, Kate's been reaching out to people. One of the things that sometimes programs like that have a little bit of a slow start because, you know, teachers are really busy. They have a lot of stuff they need to get done, and adding one more thing is sometimes can be really difficult, even as fun as it, you know, might be. But what's happening is, as we're working with groups, as groups have come in and then shared that experience with other people, now people are saying, oh, I want our kids to do that. And it doesn't have to just be Pendleton. We've got groups from Pilot Rock coming over. We work with homeschool groups. And one of the things that we want to do is get people in the space. You know, we forget sometimes that when you grow up in a small rural area, going into a big kind of fancy building can be almost a little bit of a social barrier. We want every kid in this community to know that they belong in a really nice space. You know, we are not fussy about, kids being in the gallery and stuff. I mean, that is a big community space. It belongs to everybody, and it's great to have classes there. So if you know somebody or you have a group that you'd like to bring up, just call us at 278-9201 or send us an email. Everything's through our domain, so you can email classes@pendletonarts.org, or you can email me directly, director@pendletonarts.org, and we'd be happy to set something up with you. There's no cost to it. Sometimes we do ask for a little bit of materials to see if we're going to be using a lot of materials for the project, but we try to do everything we can to accommodate whatever people's needs are.
I have under 3 minutes left, Roberta. I wanted to ask you about Spin-In.
Oh, yeah. So this Saturday is Spin-In. 1 to 3. The spinners will be at the Art Center, knitters, weavers. And then also I wanted to mention, too, we just opened a great exhibit last night. Emily Samosky and her husband, Andrew Samosky, they are both very fine painters in their own right. Their work, they both work in an abstract style, but have very different looks to their work. It's really fun seeing them in the same space. And then we are getting ready for the Open Regional exhibit. And the Open Regional, this will be the 50th year that the Arts Council has put on the Open Regional. So before we had the Art Center, they would have it at different places around town, the old Armory before they turned it into the Convention Center, BMCC. Now, of course, we have it in our beautiful East Oregonian Gallery. And anyone in the community, Northeast Oregon, Southeast Washington, can participate. We have a teen category for teens 13 to 18, and then an adult category. This year, it's anything but photography. Remember, last year we did photography, and next year we will again. We have a really fine curator coming in to select the award winners. We work with Banner Bank. We're really proud of our partnership with them. I want to say this is going to be maybe the 14th, 15th year that they have made all those awards possible for teens and for the adults. And we really are appreciative of that. Because, you know, when you're just starting out to win, and every established artist I know, when you talk to them about how they got started, they will talk about, oh, you know, I was in junior high and I got a ribbon for you know, that kind of affirmation. It's just really, really important. And just seeing your work on the gallery wall in there is really important. So look at for our website. The drop-off is going to be early March. And I'm hoping to get that information on the website today, but start looking for that and, you know, start making stuff so that when the applications come out, you'll have work ready to submit.
Sounds good. And I'm talking with Roberta Lavador, Executive Director, Pendleton Center for the Arts. Check out the website, pendletonarts.org. Roberta, thanks for joining us. I wish everybody a happy weekend and a fabulous Friday back on Monday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.